Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia, greetings and Hotep. Welcome to the Tiratori Room. You have your Omiinka, your priestess Omiinka, Zanu here to serve you. I am your empress. I am here to serve you. I'm your advocate, the one you need, and your advisor, the one you want. Welcome once again, and thanks for joining me in another segment in the Tiratori Room. We are featured and underwritten by Project 2019. Our topic today is prayer for the family. Sow, water, reap, and rejoice. This is a special segment that's being inserted into our already existing program. As you know, I have been away for a while, and I have been in school, ladies and gentlemen, going back to broaden my horizon so I could be better for you. So, therefore, our segments will resume again on Friday. We will have a guest speaker coming in to talk about how to brand yourself as an entrepreneur. And we will have two gentlemen, possibly two, coming in on Friday to speak with you. But I thought I should come and insert a special segment in because prayer is definitely needed in the family. And we don't want to exclude our opportunities to do prayer or to do affirmations and meditation. So we're solely dedicating this to those families out there who might need to reconnect. Yes, you have the Omiinka 7 here, live coming to you straight from my studio. We will be talking about sowing, water, reaping, and rejoicing. This is all a part of the sustainability, the ability to sow a seed and the planet and to water it and watch it grow and then reap the harvest. As you know, we are sustainable people in this room, and we've been talking about the process of gardening, organic gardening, and we've been talking about how it applies to our life. And we know that this room is a self-help room, and we want to explain to you that with self-help mechanism, we must remain sustainable and learn how to feed ourselves and learn how to grow our own garden. But we also must learn how to physically deal with our physical being and our mental institute so that we can stay sane of mind. Families today are having all sorts of problems. I know I am, and that's why I had to take time out to come in this room. Sometimes we have to take a sabbatical to go and see about what's going on at home. And that's exactly what I had to do. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, Omi brings it to you straight from the hip. This prayer is more for me than it is for you. But I want to take a little time to just meditate on nothing but pure air and God's grace and his goodness, because I have a debt to pay back to the Creator for saving me from myself. I don't know about you, but I need cleaning up every now and then. And I know I have to come to the throne of grace, and I have to bow my head and come before the throne of grace, for the throne of grace will allow me to embrace it. And I have to call out the name of God to ask him to have mercy and to give me favor. favor. Somebody say favor this morning. We want favor in our lives, our children's lives. As they step out there on faith, wanting to do it on their own, we have to somehow keep them prayed up. And that's what this is about today, ladies and gentlemen. As I told you, I'm praying for my household just as much as I'll be praying for yours. This is a selfish prayer. I need this prayer more than you do. So come on to the throne of grace with me as we meditate on nothing but pure air and allow God to permeate our being. With your hands placed up, waiting to receive, I want you to take deep breaths, breathing in and out, allowing the oxygen to fill your lungs with God's goodness, and allowing your body to exhale the carbon dioxide, the waste that has been building up in the toxic parts of your being. As we take deep breaths, we think on God, and we thank him for waking us up this morning. We thank him for giving us our sound being, because there's some that weren't able to wake up and that don't have their sound being. Father, we thank you for waking us this morning and putting us in your plan. God, we know man plans, but you are the best of planners. Allow us to be in your plan, Father. Whatsoever you command of us, allow us, if it be inshallah, in your will, to carry out your master plan. Help us as we take these deep breaths. It is so hard for us to take time away, Father, just to sit still. Help us to hear from you, Father. Help us to know your voice and hearken when you call us. Father, help us to be vessels and tools and instruments as we sit and meditate on nothing but pure air. Think about the time when he saved you from yourself. Think about the time when he came into your family and rescued you. Thank him. Give him the glory, all of the glory. Father, we know that it is reaping and harvest time, that those who have sowed seed can now look forward to reaping. If we haven't sowed any seed, there is no sense in us looking over our shoulders for the harvest. Now, Lord, I pray that you will put a laborer in the harvest for my family, just as I have been a laborer for those out there in the harvest right now. Father, we equate this situation to farming, reaping, and sowing, as well as watering. We thank you, Lord, that you have been in our plan and you have centered us in your plan, and we are working hard to get to know the mind of God. Father, we know that we are a part of you, just as the vast ocean is a part of that drop of water. Father, we know that you breathe breath into our life and created us a living being, and that we are just as much a part of you as you are part of us. And we can ask to get to know the mind of God, to get to know the mind of God and to hear you say, I am your friend. And Father, thank you for sending us our eldest brother, Jesus Christ, who was a way maker. He was not the only way, but an example of showing us the way of how to live. Father, thank you for allowing us to come to you to get direction for our lives so that we can have a quality of life and you can show us how to get abundance. You said you would that we would have good success and that we would prosper. Now let us go and prosper, and let us become like a magnet as we draw all those good things to us, as we use EYPELU, good character and good conduct and good judgment, Father. Help us to be an example of what you called us to be. As we go forth, Father, we bless you and we magnify you and we lift you higher and we say amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you ought to pray periodically throughout the day and pray without ceasing. The prayers of a righteous and fervent man will avail it much. Our prayers avail it much if we are in God's word and God's word is in us, then we can ask what we will. Now, how many of you are without finances? How many of you are without a job? If you're out there, call in today. Call in today. If you are seeking employment, you are seeking an opportunity, call in today. because we're talking about sowing, watering, reaping, and rejoicing. It's harvest time, folks. I don't know about you, but it's harvest time. There's a sweet-smelling Savior, and God told us to command you me and to remind him of what his promises are to us. I'm reminding him today, and I'm calling on you to assist and aid me to remind God of what he promised us. Get the book out. Go on and get the book out and find all the promises that he laid down in the book for you. And remind him of his word. He said that he would watch over his word to perfect it and that he would send his word to heal people. Let's send the word out into the atmosphere by pouring libations. Why don't you come over with me to the talking cue room as we pour libation? We want to send the names of our ancestors out on the water, and we send the word to heal those who are yet still in the lagoon, who are yet still in the middle passage, and who are still coming and traveling through the Mayafa. We call those brothers and sisters who are still on their way here, and those who are not yet born, we call them here and their presence and their spirit to be present here today as we call on our ancestors. Lord, we are careful not to forget about our ancestors. We are just a but by the grace of God. We can do nothing in our own strength. It is our ancestors' shoulders we stand on. Help us to remember that. I hope you haven't forgotten, people. As I pour the libation, I first pour libations to the Creator, to Oladulamare, to acknowledge who he is and for what he has done in our lives. I say. Then I call on my mother and father's spirit. They are one. But because we are learning to understand all of the Orishas, I'd like to name the two, mother and father. Yamanja. We call on Yamanja and we say Ashe, the mother spirit. We call on the father spirit, Obatala, the man in white, and we say Ashe, Obatala. The characteristics of Obatala is that he is a father image, knowing and having all wisdom and having the ability to guide and lead you. Yamanja is the mother of the earth. She is the river. She is the stream. She is the ocean. Embrace her. Find out your deities and learn more about the Orishas. They are like angelical forces. They come to assist and aid you. Now let us call on our ancestors. Call on your personal ancestors and your heroes and sheroes. I'm going to call on my mother and my father and my loved ones. I call on Clara Jenkins today and I say, Mother, come in and sit with us and stuff. I say, Clara Jenkins. I call on Robert Jenkins, my father, who's the head of the household, and he still yet lives. And I say, Father, thank you for bringing your spirit back home. I say. I call on Ethelie Pope. I say, Ethelie Pope. I call on Eugene Lilly. I say. Tommy Pete Harvey, I say. I call on Ethelie Pope, I say. Mary Lou Hawkins, I say. Tom Harvey, I say. Michelle Harvey, I say. Bessie Lilly, I say. Aunt Mitchell Lilly, I say. Ruby Lilly, I say. I call on all of those deities that worked with Marcus Garvey. I call on our heroes and sheroes who laid the foundation for the Garveyites. I call on Malcolm X, who also was a forerunner in the past. Shekinah Diop, Dr. Carruthers, Dr. Martin Luther King, and Sweet Coretta King. I call on each and every one of our heroes and sheroes. I call on Madam C.J. Walker. As she walked that walk and used her straightening comb. Come on down, Madam C.J. Walker. We need you here today. It's harvesting time. It is reaping and sowing time. Come on down, we say. And we magnify every one of our elders who have become deified. We lift them high, and we acknowledge who they are, and we say, you're welcome here today. bring your spirit, and come and sit down. Ladies and gentlemen, you ought to pray to your ancestors and acknowledge them, and also remember that it's their shoulders you stand on. We can do nothing in our own strength. And we pour libations to the east, then to the west, to the north, then finally to the south. As we pour libations, may the wind, may Oye carry our blessings and carry our prayers to the east of as far as it is to the west, to the north and the south. May Oye keep the wind blowing to and fro as we go through this frantic-y weather. We ask that Oye remains consistent so we know which and where it came from, and Oye will be able to speak into our lives with the wind that blows from the east and the west and the north and the south. We say, Ashe, so be it, so let it be done. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me at this time. There is needs all over the world, and there are people who have need of prayer. If you're standing in the need of prayer, don't be afraid to call in. We have a phone line. You can call in at any time. Our phone line is 646-478-0270, and you have Priestess Omiyinka Zanu here, here to serve you. I am your Empress. I am also your advocate and your advisor. Call in. We want to talk with you about your progress report, about what God has done in your life. And since I've been gone, tell me, how are the children? And how is the African family? Call in. I want to talk to you about it. As you know, I went back to school, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm pressing on because I know there is no age for God's people. We're ageless because we're immortal. We will exist forever. This particular matter may deteriorate, but the spirit will live on. So therefore, I cannot die. My spirit will live and exist, even if it has to grow up and manifest itself in a newborn child. It will continue to live. You know the concepts. You know our philosophy. We believe that we are spirit. We are not only flesh and blood. Matter has no place in this situation. We're talking about a bona fide spirit. That is what you are. Spirit is eternal. It lives on. But matter must come to ruin. At one point, you cannot hide matter in spaces where the moth can get to it because it will deteriorate. Now, I want you to understand one thing, that because you're spirit, don't you understand that you're three-dimensional? You can permeate any situation. And if matter is a part of science and money, filthy lucre, is matter, call it to you. Stop right now and call it to you. Do you have need of it? Do you need to plant your seeds today? Because we're getting ready to talk about sowing, reaping, and rejoicing. And the water is very important. Now, I've already exemplified to you how important it is that water knows no enemy. It has no foes. Water is neutral. So we poured the libation today. And that water is very precious. It is the oxygen of life that flows through your veins. You can live with without food, but you cannot live without water for a substantial amount of time. So understand, employing the libation in this ritual, it is very important that you must understand when you plant a seed. It's not necessarily a physical seed in the ground. You can lay a foundation in a family's life. You can go and make a deposit in a person's life, I'm telling you. You can go and do something kind for someone that's in need. And when you plant that harvest, when you plant that seed, look over your shoulder and watch. When it's time for reaping, you have something to reap, and then you can rejoice about it. And then you can call me and tell me, Omi, you're so right. I went over to that lady's house, and she had need of food. I took her to the grocery store and bought her food and provided for that family. And when my hard times came, I didn't have to look too far before I found someone driving up the street with bags of food to give me. I'm telling you, God is moving fast in this universe today. You don't have to wait a century for your harvest to come. Your harvest is here now. Say now, harvest. Say reaping is here now. Now reaping. How many of you know that you got something out there to reap about? How many times has somebody asked you to make a sacrifice? That is also a possibility for you to reap. If you had to sacrifice for someone to use your car to get to work, or did you have to sacrifice to go out of your way to help someone, don't you understand harvesting is not too far. You are going to reap during your harvest. It's harvest time, and it's like Jubilee time. Look forward to all debts being paid in full. How many of you want your debts paid in full so you can become debtfulness, have no debts? How many of you want to pay your house off? How many of you want to pay for your children's school? Then it's possible. Tell God. He promised you. He gave you some promises. Remind him of those promises and say to him, God, you promised that I would be the head and not the tail. You promised that if I be in your will and your word be in me, I can ask you what I will. Now call the filthy lucre to you. Say, money, come this instant. Call it into your being. Saints have no business being poor. Saints have no business lacking anything. Being without vehicles, being without property. Saints have no business because the riches of the wicked have been laid up for the just. Now it's time to get those riches. It's time to call the weeping to you. It's time for rejoicing time. Because, see, no man can take anything from you that God has ordained for you. Don't let them take your children. Don't let them put falsehoods on your children. Go and confront them. Go and confront them if you're a child of God. God has to watch over his word to perfect it. He will not let you come to ruin if you have been serving him. Find out what your blessings are. It's sowing, watering, weeping, and rejoicing time. Now, some of you are going to cry some tears. I'm going to just tell you. Because some of you are going to have to go through something in order to find out that there's a victory in the process of going through something. How can you tell somebody about fire if you ain't never been burnt? Some of us going to have to be burnt sometimes to be able to recognize what fire can do. Now, I'm talking about a new dispensation. This is 2012. We're bringing in new thoughts, new attitude, new consciousness. Now, if your mind hasn't changed, then you might still be stuck in the old millennium. But I want to tell you that God wants to make it so today. He wants to bring you out with all substance and all power in your hands. But you have to know your birthright. You have to know what your birthright is. And I'm not talking about getting out there in the garden and plowing and burying and digging and sorting out the clay. I'm talking about in your personal life. How is your life today? What's going on? How are you living? How are you living? If you're living foul, you can't expect any reaping to go on. If you're not living for the love of God and you're living for the love of money, let it go. Because money is just a material thing. God will give you some money. I know what I'm talking about. God will give you some money and he'll give you a car to go with it and he'll buy you a house. All you have to do is put your mind on him and live for the righteousness of the fact that you are not your own. You've been bought with a price. And we must line up with the plan. Your brother's problem is your own. Don't let nobody tell you, girl, you better go take care of you and forget about everybody else. You can't make it to heaven without your brothers and sisters. So you got to get this thing right. We're talking about an affirmation. When you get up in the morning, you affirm that God loves you. And because he first loved you, you can love him back today, love. You can love him back today. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to have a new attitude and a change of mind because I do have one now. As you can see, I am fired up about what God is going to do in my life. I'm in a new chapter in my life. I want you to turn the page to the next chapter. How many of you still call for the rapture? Go ahead and turn the page to the next chapter and get ready to go into the new dispensation. I'm getting in, I'm going in my path of getting ready for my new lifestyle. And I know God has something for me because I've already had several prophets, not soothsayers, as well as readers to tell me that there is a path that's been laid for me and God is going to open up every storehouse and pour out a blessing, pressed down, shaken together, running over in my bosom that I can hardly contain. I know he's going to do the same thing for you because, you know, God is no respecter person. What he's doing for me and getting ready to do for me, he'll do for you. And I want you to be a part of this. Ladies and gentlemen, dial those digits, 646-478-0270. Dial those digits and call me. This is Omiyinka Vanu. I am your administrator and I am your advisor and spiritual advisor at that. And I'm telling you what I know to be true in my life. It is sowing, watering, reaping, and rejoicing time. Go ahead and cry if you need to cry about something. If you're going through a heartache and you need to get it off your chest, go ahead and cry about it. Because God said that there will be some reaping and some gnashing of teeth before the end. But remember, when the harvest comes, you can reap a harvest today and you can rejoice about it. And I want you to understand, children bring pain and they bring joy. But your children should be bringing you joy. And if they're not, you get on the horn and call this room and let's talk about it because we're going to work it out. Now, you know, they said Jesus going to work it out, but I'm not going to tell you Jesus going to work it out. God gave you a sound mind, and he told you to work it out. Now, faith without works is dead. So we're going to apply some faith and some work to what we're about to do. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, I've been on sabbatical, and wouldn't you know it, I've been working on a CD. And I'd like to let you hear one of my songs that I've been working on. Don't get all excited. I'm still working, I said, on it. So be patient with me. God ain't through with me yet. Hold on. Stay tuned for station identification.
What makes you feel to be true? Can't take my eyes off of you. You be my heaven, so I wanna hold you for more. For long that love has arrived, and I thank God on the line. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Caught in the way that I stand, there's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaving me, there are no words left to speak. And if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. I'm
that's a little something from Omi that she's been working on, still in the studio working. Haven't perfected it yet, but I'd like to let you know what I've been doing. Now, how's everybody else doing out there? Ladies and gentlemen, we are sowing and reaping in this room, and we're going to use our creative abilities such as writing, poetry writing, songwriting, and solo artistry if necessary, because all of those funds that are out there for us, all we have to do is use our gifts, and we can bring them in. I know I've been able to produce out of my substance in the past, and I will do it again. Just give me a little time, and I will bring that into fruition, and it will create and produce a CD. Just bear with me. You'll be able to see that CD out soon. The book is finally finished, and I've been working on that. So I've been up to some things. So what have you been up to? I hope you've been up to sowing and reaping, because there's some things you've got to reap out there. Now, if you've been doing people low down and dirty, you know you're going to have to reap from that. So why not just take some time, try a little tenderness, just a little tenderness. Treat somebody kind today. And don't let anybody just talk to you any kind of way. We've been finding that people have been getting away with murder. When someone gets on the phone and wants to talk to you indignant and any kind of way, stop them. Tell them, no, I'm sorry. I'm one of God's finest. You can't talk to me any kind of way. I won't allow it. And when you stop them dead in their tracks, they realize that you know who you are and who you belong to, and they immediately back up and get it right. Make them get it right today, because when people start talking to you any kind of way, they have no respect for life, and they don't care about themselves. So how can you appeal to their best interest if they get away with talking to you like you're lower than the scum of this earth? Don't allow it. And women, I'm speaking specifically to you, because some men think that because we're the lesser vessel, they could speak any kind of way to us. But we're their helpmate, and we're their best asset. And they don't want to burn their bridges with us. And we also have got to learn how to speak decent to men and loving and kind. And more loving will we get more loving. And whatsoever things is lovely, whatsoever things give a good report, we got to think on those things. We got to speak to our men in a loving, kind way. If we want him to, in return, speak to us that way. This is a part of sowing and reaping. What you put into the earth and what you put into the atmosphere is what you're going to get back. You can't plant seeds of thorns and hope to get roses back. You've got to remember that we are putting things in the atmosphere that's coming back around faster than ever before. The universe is lining up with all the planets. And now you are finding some of the zodiac signs. People's personalities are changing. People are more on edge than ever before without employment. People are willing to go the distance to try anything because they're hurting. Don't be one of those people that think if you can get something to get you through the night, then maybe things will be better. They'll be worse for you. Always rely on having your right frame of mind, and don't resort to picking up anything to get your head right. I'm going to tell you, when you get your head right, you keep your mind on straight, you don't become confused with things that's going to taint your precious mind. This is one of the best things you got going for you, is your mind. Now, we're talking about family and sowing and reaping, and we've only gave you a prayer for the family. And I'm going to give you another prayer for the family, because I know we need prayer, and we need it quick, fast, and in a hurry. Now, some prayers can be meditated prayers. They don't always have to be audible prayers. You can meditate on something in the Word of God and God's goodness, and God will bring it to you. I'm talking about applying the laws and principles, not just the laws of attraction, but you have to understand inertia and how God works in the universe. This thing about getting acquainted with the universe is very real, people. You've got to get acquainted with Mother Earth again and tell her that we're sorry for mistreating her. And tell Mother Earth that we are going to make a change in our lives as to how we take care of our forests and our community. We're going to have to understand that Mother Nature needs to line up with us and be our friend, and we need to be friends of Mother Nature, or else Mother Nature is going to take her revenge out on us. And ladies and gentlemen, it won't be too soon. We're already seeing the weather act crazy. We got March weather in April, And April weather was like summertime, so things are not lining up. And we're going into all kinds of forms of weather patterns that are unusual. Unusual temperament will change you and I, too, with the moon changing. As the moon changes, our emotions and our temperament will change, too. You're going to see more people on edge than ever before. We're going to have to be patient with people. We're going to have to understand what they're going through. And we're going to have to, most of all, have love, patience, and kindness towards them. Have not I drawn you with love and kindness? That's how we're going to draw them, ladies and gentlemen. Now I want you to rejoice, because not because you have come out of this thing yet. We're still working our way out of this thing. But I want you to throw your arms in the air and rejoice, because God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And we've got to understand that rejoicing is something that Africans do. And we can rejoice before this thing starts. You don't have to wait till it's here. Start rejoicing now, saying, thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do in my life. Thank you, Lord, for what you already did in my life. And, Lord, I thank you for all of the things that are about to happen for me. And you've got to remember that God is a rewarder of those that can diligently seek him. Now, how many of you are diligently seeking him? How many of you? Let's listen to Phoebe Snow.
Listen to it. Thank you.
Now you heard it from Phoebe Snow. He knows how to give us gifts from above. So, but the question is, will you receive them, and will you be able to recognize them when they come? Phoebe has been around for a while, and her songs equate to back in the 70s. And we danced to those songs, and we lifted ourselves from those songs. And I want you to understand that as a songstress, we have to relate music to our situation and our lifestyle. Music can help carry you through a situation. I don't know what situation you're in today, but I want you to wrap yourself around a song and let it carry you through. Let it keep you afloat, because I'm going to throw you a lifeguard, and I hope you can catch it. Did you catch that? I'm going to throw you a lifeguard, and I hope you can catch it, because prayer is an order, and this room is where you can come and get directions for prayer and for sowing and watering. The watering comes with the libation. I wonder how many of you go home and set up your altar and do your libation, because it's very needed. Your ancestors need to know that you still recognize them and remember them and call their names periodically. Now, if you need to reach back and reach something from your past, go ahead and do it, because it's reaping and sowing time. But the main thing I want you to know, it is rejoicing time. And as we rejoice, I want you to know the power of faith gives us that ability. It's the power of faith.
From the moment I wake, there are thoughts that stay on my mind. Is there really a way to keep faith in a heart that dreams that I lie?
And my face.